Madhyan Leela, pastimes at Radhakund, 10:48 a.m. to 3:36 p.m. Section E. The divine couple behold each other upon meeting at Radhakund. Krishna's enticing bodily fragrance saturates the forest around Radhakund with a pleasing aroma of lotus flowers and kasturi musk. Radha suddenly perceives this wonderful fragrance with her flared nostrils, and then she wants to fly to Krishna like an intoxicated honeybee. When Radhika's beautiful bodily fragrance, which defies the aroma of a vermilion-smeared lotus, floats through the air like the ambrosial waves of the Ganga and enters Madhusudan's nose, Krishna starts shivering in ecstasy. He wants to race to Radhika like an intoxicated bee. Thinking that Radha is far away, however, Krishna sends Brinda to bring her to his side. Suddenly seeing Brinda approaching her, Radha thinks, "Ah, surely Krishna has sent Brinda to appear as good luck personified." Brinda places two blue lotus flowers, which formerly hung on Krishna's ears, in Radha's hands. Blinded from the bodily fragrance of Krishna emanating from those flowers, a swarm of bees is circling overhead. The touch and smell of the lotuses resembles the touch and smell of Krishna. Radha becomes overwhelmed, but due to the presence of Brinda, she hides her symptoms of ecstasy with great difficulty and asks, "O Brinde, from where are you coming?" Brinda: "From Krishna's lotus feet." Radha: "Where is he?" "Oh, Shyam is in the forest beside your kund." "Oh, what is he doing there?" Brinda: "Shyam is learning dancing." Radha: "Oh, who is his natya guru? Who is his dance instructor?" Brinda: "His guru is your form, which is appearing in every trembling leaf of the forest and is making Krishna madly dance from one tree to the next as if he were dancing directly with you." Radha: "Oh, Brinda, you are mistaken. That is not my form inducing Krishna to dance. He is a thirsty bee trapped by the strong bodily aroma of Padma's Sakhi Chandravali, and that is carried by the whirlwind named Shaibya." Brinda: "Radhe, Krishna destroyed the Trinavarta demon, and desiring your association, he has blown that Shaibya wind along with Chandravali all the way to Gauri Tirtha with his sly words." To conceal her intention, Radhika changes the subject and replies, "Oh, Brinde, what is the use of such gossip? We are going to follow Jatila's order. Thus, we will bathe at Shyamkund, perform Surya Puja, and return home. Oh, by the way, where are you going?" Brinda: "I came to the shelter of your lotus feet. Radha, why? Brinda, to enhance the kingdom of your good fortune. Radha, oh, and just how will you do that, Brinda? Brinda, Madhav has come to increase the opulence of the forest, and now only your merciful glance awaits. Outspoken Kundalata said, oh, Brinde, stop your sly canvassing. Fearing Krishna's atrocities, Jatila has placed Radhika under my protection. Therefore, I will take her to Shamkund, bathe, and then go to Surya Mandir. However, if we happen to see that Krishna at Shamkund, we will go to Govardhan and bathe at Manasi Ganga instead. I promise Jatila that we will not even walk in the same direction pervaded by Krishna's bodily fragrance. Brinda exclaims, hey, Kundalata, why go to so much trouble to go all the way to Manasi Ganga due to fear of Krishna? If you want to bathe unseen in Shamkund, then just take my advice, O chaste one. Krishna has become bewildered by Cupid's torture, so he is resting in a kunj beside Radhakund. Therefore, he will not notice if you take the eastern path through the Madhavi forest. Then you can bathe undisturbed in Shamkund's pure waters, which emerge from the footprints of Aristari. Krishna. Lita says, hey, Sakhi Kundalata, your cousin Krishna is a weakling. Since you are an outspoken young woman, why do you fear him? Radha replies, O Sakhi Kundalata, we shall go to my kund and enjoy the beauty of Madhav. After bathing, we shall return. What can Krishna do to us? Hey, Brinde, go quickly and chase Krishna away from our bathing area. Men should not loiter at the ladies' bathing ghat. What would a cowherder like Govinda do there anyway? Brinda says, O Radhe, I am very meek, and Krishna is a strong brute, so how can I drive him away? But you are a young, robust woman, so surely you can throw out that peacock-feathered fellow. Kundalata jokes, O Brinde, you are mistaken. Why would Chandi, which refers to Durga Radha, chase away Pashupati, Shiva or Krishna? Isn't Chandi Pashupati's better half? Brinda offers a pun to Kundalata. Hey, Sakis, just see how well-behaved Kundalata, which means Kundalata Sakhi or a creeper, was enjoyed by a restless Madhusudan bee, but now it wants to wrap itself around the punaga tree. Seeing Radha's gravity collapsing with the Sakhi's joking, Brinda desires to inform Radha of Krishna's anurag. Thus, Brinda says, O Lalite, can you answer my question? Isn't it the wind's duty to act favorably by blowing the rain clouds towards the thirsty chatuk birds? The Sakhi's answer, Brinda, because the wind always induces the rain cloud to shower the chatak with ever-fresh nectar. Could the chataka bird have any other shelter but the rain cloud? Brinda says, O Sakis, since the chataka's attention is fixed solely on the rain cloud, surely the wind will unite them. Even if the cloud becomes depleted, the wind's constant effect replenishes it with rus. Thus the chatak always remains happy. But Sakis, go ahead, bathe in Shamakund at Manasapavan Ghat, and then worship Mitra. I will stay here because I have some seva to do. Brinda then goes to a jeweled cottage to inspect the service paraphernalia. Brinda praises her maidservants for nicely arranging the dresses, decorations, flowers, and refreshments required for the next 10 pastimes at Radhakund: Holi, Julan, Madhupan, Banbihar, Ratikeli, Jalkeli, Van Bojan, Shayan, Sukshari Patan, Pashkela. Then Brinda informs the trees and other forest creatures of the imminent arrival of Radhika. Brinda tells all of the forest creatures and trees to receive the divine couple at each Leela Stali. Brinda, Nandi, Mukhi, and others, eager to bathe in Radha Govinda's ocean of nectarian rasas, churned by the full moon of their meeting, hide in the nearby kunj. Seeing Radha and the Sakis walking on a pathway between a line of bokul trees, Krishna is struck by ecstatic love. But he is unsure because previously Krishna mistook a tamal tree. Krishna is unsure because his ecstasy has misled him many times before. Seeing Krishna just nearby, Radha also becomes stunned. But since previously she mistook a tamal tree to be Krishna, she does not believe her eyes. As unlimited emotions surface from the bliss of seeing each other, Radha Govinda Yugo become overwhelmed. Krishna wonders, aha, is this beauty herself assuming the form of a goddess or the goddess of fresh youth? Maybe this beautiful, lovely lady before me is the embodiment of sweetness, a reservoir of bodily luster, a river of pleasure, or is she a wave of nectar? Who is this coming along the footpath to satiate all my senses with wonder? Oh, she is the full moon for the thirsty chakoras of my eyes. This lady I am seeing is the lotus for the bee of my nose and the newly blossomed mango sprouts for my cochlear lips. The swishing sound of her clothes allures the deer of my ears. She is a river of ambrosia, cooling, refreshing ambrosia for the drunken elephant of my body that Cupid has tortured for so long. What great fortune! The desire tree of my heart is bearing fruit, alas. Meanwhile, Radha contemplates what she is seeing at a slight distance. Aha! Sakis, is this a tamal tree? A new rain cloud? A dazzling sapphire pillar? Could it be a mountain of kajal? A cluster of blue lotus flowers? Or all the eyes of the beautiful Brajagopis put together? Is this Kandarpa? No, it can't be Kandarpa, because Cupid lost his body. Could this be the Rasaraj of Shringaras? No, that Shringaras, Rasaraj, is also bodiless or formless. Perhaps this is an ocean of nectar. No, but the ocean is boundless, and this nectar is contained within a form. Maybe this is a desire tree of love. Oh, no. How can it be a desire tree cannot move and walk towards me? Oh, Sakhi, please tell me, who is this? Is this my Pranapriyatam Shyam? Oh, how could I be so fortunate? Turn to Vishakha, Radha says, Oh, Sakhi, is this a lotus for the thirsty honeybee eyes of myself? Has my Pranakant suddenly arrived before me? Please do not tease me. Tell me the truth. What am I seeing? Upon seeing Radha shivering after seeing Radha shivering with horripilation and hearing her faltering voice, Vishakha tenderly answers, O Sumukhi, the person you see standing before you is the matchless musk tilak adorning your forehead. He is the marvelous musk pictures painted on your breasts. The elegant dots of musk adorning your chin. He is the kajal around your eyes. And he is the blue lotus decorating your ears, your blue sapphire crest jewel, and the auspicious ray of your good fortune. Just look, O Sakirai. Your dearest lover is standing right before you. So quickly take his shelter. Conquered by the mellows of pure love arising from their mutual darshan, Radha Madhav stand stunned in ecstasy. Thus ends chapter 8 of Madhyan Lila.